Okay, רבותיי, צהריים טובים. This is a pet peeve topic of mine, and I actually, so we started speaking about some of the, I gave you like a tutorial, some ta'imot of Hilchot Stam yesterday. We spoke about Tzurat Ha'otiyot, we spoke about Hakafat Gvil, Ktivat Tama, Chaktuchot, we spoke about a lot of things, yeah, a lot of concepts.
And going to shuls where they're questionable Sifat Torah and being Me'ayan and doing the Bikiyus for his...
Yeah, that's... Maor Yodea, even when he's not there, he's there. Anyway, Bekitzur, Maor is always with us in spirit. Anyway, Mikol Makom, there's another very important part of Stam that actually plays a quite important role when it comes to Tefillin. Listen carefully. There's something else in the Torah, besides for the way it's written, that could necessarily be machshir or pasalit, which is, in the Torah we have parashiyot. Parashiyot, which, unlike the colloquial of how we refer to parashiyot, oh, are you going to love this? This is for you. This is you know, Ari town. Anyway, Bekitzer, so there's parashiyot in the Torah. Not like we call it weekly Torah portions, yeah, parashiyot ha-shavua. That's just like a made-up thing. Parashiyot, bilshon chazal, ma ze parashiyot? Paragraphs. The Torah is made up of many, many different paragraphs. Now listen carefully. There's two kinds of parashiyot in the Torah. There's ptuchot and stumot. Now, I'm speaking specifically about a Sifra Torah now because that's the easiest example. There's two kinds of paragraphs you can see in the Torah. A parasha ptucha or stuma. That's why sometimes you see in the Chumashim, pei, samach, 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 pei, samach. It's a reference to parashiyot ptuchot u'stumot. What is the, now, as the name indicates, ptucha, parasha ptucha, is an open paragraph. Stuma, enclosed paragraph. What's the difference?
One would go to the next line.
Let's envision a Sefer Torah for a second. One paragraph, a parasha ptucha, means that the paragraph, the pasuk ends midline, nothing else is written. You have an empty, either half or majority of a line left. Then you start the next parasha on the very next line, from the beginning of the next line. That's called parasha ptucha. Kishmo kenhi. Why is that? Patuach. Then you have a parasha stuma. Parasha stuma is you finish a paragraph, okay, a few words into it, and then towards the end of the line, on the same line, you start the next paragraph, okay? Now, what is the minimum amount of space that you need to have between the end of the previous and the beginning of the next? Shi'ur tesha otiyot, right? Now, shi'ur tesha, which is really 10 because you need the space of the letters between the three letters, between the three words also. Now, l'chatechila, it's supposed to be, Ari, what are the nine letters? Gimel pa'amim, asher, otiyot gdolot, aleph, ot gdola, shin, gdola, resh. They're big letters, they're chunky. Yeah, you're supposed to have that. However, b'di'avad, the tesha otiyot that we count can even be otiyot ktanot. What's the smallest letter?
Yod.
Yod. Even nine yodim, b'di'avad, that's also considered a space of hifsik parasha, v'lachin ze b'seder. Now.
Is there also at least most amount of space you can have?
Ma?
You have like 20 letters at the space?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nine or more. It's nine or more. Yeah? So that's for hifsik parasha. Now, why would it be called satum, parasha stuma? What's closed about it? No. Look, both ends, right? The space in between is blocked by the words on either side. That's why it's called a parasha stuma. Okay, that's why it's insane. Envision a sefer Torah. That's how it looks. That's how everything. Now, again, we have a mesorah. There are slight differences among mesorot, but we have a mesorah about which parashiyot are supposed to be ptuchot and which one they're supposed to be stumot. And if you mess up on it, if you made a ptucha stuma or a stuma ptucha in a sefer Torah, a sefer pasul, it makes it pasul. Not only the ktiva, not only added letters, missing letters, stuck letters. If you mess with the parashiyot, also it also makes it pasul. Now, that's all. If you know it's a mistake and you can paskin on it, yeah. Now, or ask a shaila. Huh? Maybe you can, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Bekitzur, this is all fine and dandy that everybody agrees by Sefer Torah. What's a ptucha? What's a stuma? Let's go to tefillin umzuzot. Primarily tefillin, but the same thing with mezuzah. Well, put mezuzah aside for a second. What's the issue with tefillin? Now again, there are minhagim about how the parashiyot in tefillin have to be ptuchot or stumot also. There's four parashiyot, don't forget. Kadeshli, Vakviacha, Shema, Vayayim Shamoa. Flip the last two, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Havayot Biyachad, but put that aside for a second. All four parashiyot in the tefillin, yeah, what's the common denominator between the parashiyot and the tefillin?
They all talk about tefillin
and Yitziat Mitzrayim, true, but no, they all talk about mitzvah tefillin. Every single one of them. The Torah speaks about mitzvah tefillin four times in the Torah in four different paragraphs. Kadishli, v'aya lecha le'ot al yadecha ul zikaron ben aynecha. V'aya kviacha, v'aya le'ot al yadecha ul totafot ben aynecha. Shema, ukshartam le'ot al yadecha, v'ayu le'totafot ben aynecha. V'aya im shamawa, what does it say? Ukshartam le'ot al yadchem, v'ayu le'totafot ben aynechem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to have these four parashiyot inserted into the tefillin, because they incorporate, first of all, as the Ramban says at the end of Parashat, I think that's like the Rishiva's favorite, all-time favorite Ramban ever. The Ramban at the end of Parashat Bo, mitzvah tefillin, like many other mitzvot in the Torah, are supposed to engender memories of Yitziat Mitzrayim. They are intimately related. So first of all, there's Yitziat Mitzrayim in these parashiyot. Number two, there's also mitzvah tefillin in these parashiyot. Okay. Now, how do you make the ptuchot and stumot in the parashiyot of tefillin? Femeod, shrecha. Now listen carefully. Wait. There's a very big difference between tefillin and sefer Torah. Just envision it for a second. What could be the difference between ptuchot and stumot of a sefer Torah versus that of tefillin?
Much smaller?
No. But here, look. Yeah, yafe. In a sefer Torah, you're looking at one, it's written on the same amud, right? So it's vertical, and you keep writing down. You finish one parasha, you keep going down to the next. So it's easy to determine, here's a ptucha, here's a stuma. But by tefillin, the parashiyot don't go vertically down, they go horizontally. So how do you make a ptucha or stuma when you have four horizontal parashiyot, which becomes, as Maor said so eloquently, a tremendous machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh. Now, Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the way to remember this, in Siman Lamed Bet, Sa'if Lamed Vav, very, very important Sa'if. Maran writes over there, Lecha Techila Keda'at Rambam, the first three parashiyot of Tfilin should be Petuchot, the last one, V'hayayim Shamoa, should be Stuma. Okay? The Rama says that's not the Minhag. Even the Ashkenazim today don't follow the minhag of the Rama, who says that all parashiyot of tefillin should be ptuchot. Put that aside for a second, because no Ashkenazim do that anymore. But let's go with the... And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah also says, l'chatechila Ashkenazim should do kedat maran, lo kedat Rama. What? That what? The first three again, ptuchot. Kadeshli, mekviyacha, shema, ptuchot. V'ayayim shamoa, stuma. Okay, great. How do we do that when we're talking horizontal as opposed to vertical? Says the Rambam. Easy stuff. Ready? If you ever look at Parashiyot of Tefillin, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor kadeshli. Vaya ki yaviyacha, Shema Yisrael. They all start at the beginning of the top line. No indentation whatsoever. They start there.
What does that mean? Can you show us like a different? Should I grab my image for my Tefillin?
Absolutely. All
right.
Shrecha. Now, anyway, wasn't this green a little while ago? Anyway, Bekitzur. So, it's supposed to get bigger, not smaller. Anyway, Ma'alin Bakodesh. His pastus. Anyway, that was a big theme of the Shabbaton. Anyway, so it's, look, here's the tefillin, here's the lines. They all start right at the beginning. Here. Yafe. Here we go. Here's the Ayak Viacha.
Hello. And you just click the power button.
Shrecha. Oh, it's dead?
No, you click the just trim.
Okay, you see? Here's Kiviyacha. Starts right at the beginning of the line. But look what happens at the bottom line of the parasha. Stops in the middle of the line, and then what? Empty. Empty. Until the end. Okay? And that's the first three parashiyot. And then the next parasha after that. Also, same thing. Starts. Yeah. That's Vaya Kiviyacha. That, says the Rambam, is considered parasha ptucha with regards to tefillin. That's the first three. But what about the end? The Rambam wrote, and Maran Paskin's like the Rambam, they have to do a ptucha a stuma in the last parasha. Vayayim shamo has to be stuma. How do you make a stuma by tefillin? Says the Rambam, watch.
Listen.
So until now, what has the Rambam called p'tucha by tefillin? Leaving the last the previous last line open and the beginning of the next closed. That's patuach. So what's satum? Says the Rambam. Obviously the opposite, which is what? Close and indent. Meaning?
Like in your tefillin?
Here you go. You see? According to the Rambam, finish off. Here, this is the last line of Shema. This is Rambam. Watch. Finish off uvish'arecha, either until the end of the line, or what, Ari? Or pachot mitesha, less than 9 otiyot, because in halacha, less than 9 letters from the end of the line is already considered satum. Yeah? That's like lavud of stam. No, be'emet. Yeah? So now, either till the end of the line, or whatever, or... No, al tase. And or either to the end of the line or pachot mitish autiot, and then vehaya, you start in the middle of the next of the top line, which looks like this, tisha otiot into. Meaning that's called the stuma. Why is that called the stuma? According to the Rambam, because the end of the last line is closed, the beginning of the top line of vehayaim shamoa is indented. So what does that create, says the Rambam? That creates a stima. Says Maran, that's the way to go. What's the only problem? The Rosh disagrees. Take it line.
Rosh disagrees.
The Rosh disagrees. Now, like I told you, what was Ptucha with regards to Sefer Torah? In Bezeshum Machloket Ba'olam. Ptucha by Sefer Torah, easy next peasy.
Line.
What's that?
Next line.
No. This current line, what do you do?
Leave 9.
No, not blank. Leave it open. Wherever you are, stop midline or beginning of the line. Leave tesha otiyot. Next line, what? No. Ptucha, beginning of the line. That's ptucha by Sefer Torah. But by tefillin, the Rosh says, that's not ptucha by tefillin. Ptucha by tefillin says, the Rosh, you have two ways. Either what we just said now, which is impossible by tefillin, because what? They're horizontal, not vertical. In order to achieve a stuma, I'm sorry, in order to achieve, yeah, in order to achieve a stuma, l'da'at ha-rosh, you know what you have to do? You ready? Huh? No. By tefillin, according to the Rosh, finish off in the beginning, finish off the bottom line, tesha otiyot, skip the whole next line, and then start the line after that, to make it a stuma by tefillin. Which means, according to the Rosh, it sounds... Huh? That's a stuma. I'm sorry. Huh? Yeah. Hold on. Don't forget, everything's the opposite, because this is... Get your mind out of a Sefer Torah. By tefillin, this is the opposite. We changed up the Yotzrot. Which means, according to the Rosh, you can't get a stuma like in the Sefer Torah. Right? Don't forget. Stuma in Sefer Torah is what? Bookends. Think of bookends, yeah, l'havdil. But you can't have that by tefillin, because what? They can't be on the same line. So what do? Says the Rosh, start your bookend at the end of the last line, which means what? Make a space till the end of the line. Top line, skip it completely. And then start the very next line from the beginning. Which means, according to him, what would you do?
You'd be right, mate. That would be up stuma.
That would make a stuma, according to him. Now, correct. A line and a half of space, even though it's going horizontally. Now, the only problem with that is, Maran Abet Yosef says, no. That's not a stuma. Maran says, the fact that you left, Maran, in Hilchot Mezuzah, Siman Resh Pehe, in Yored De'ah, vehemently argues with the Rosh. And he says, if you do that, I don't care that you indented at the end of the line. If you don't indent in the beginning of the next line, it will never be called the stuma. Kach pasak Maran, he argues. Okay? Even by tefillin umzuzot. Now, so we have this machloket Rambam and Rosh. Maran clearly paskin like whom?
Rambam.
Rambam. Okay. Enter the Taz. The Taz, Arab Turez, yeah, Yafin. Siman Lamed Bet tries to make shalom between the... Now, everybody agrees, lechatchila, you should be making for the last parasha in the Tefillin, parasha stuma. Machloket, what constitutes a stuma? Again, Rambam says what?
Rambam says,
bottom closed, indented, bottom closed, top indented. Rosh says what? Bottom open, skip top.
And then
start from the beginning of the line. The Taz says, I have a pshara. I can make a compromise to do something that'll be called a stuma by tefillin, according to all opinions. Watch. He says, let's do this. Ready? At the end, bottom line of Shema, finish the line, but less than tisha otiyot from the end of the line. Yeah, let's say 5 otiyot. And then, on the top line of Ve'ayayim Shamoa, what do you do over there? He says, indent, also less than tisha otiyot. So, meaning what? So each one is by itself is less than tisha otiyot, but together, the combined indentations at the end of Shema and at the beginning of Ve'ayayim Shamoa, now the Rambam says you need an indentation at the beginning of the line. Here it is, Bitzeruf that. The Rosh says you need an indentation at the end of the line and then start from the beginning. Here I have that indentation. What do you mean? It's got to be closed one way or the other, but it's each one is less than tisha otiyot. Therefore, says the Taz, I'm just oversimplifying it. It's a very long Taz. Anyway, the Taz says, this is the way to go. Do it. And Lachen Be'emet, the Mishneh Berurah Paskins, like this Taz, as does the Gaon Mevilna, as does the Arav Kista Sofer. Kista Sofer is a staple for Hilchot Stam, written by none other than Hagon of Shlomo Gansfried, the author of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They all go with this Taz, and that's what they did Be Arzot Ashkenaz, Akol Beseder, many, many, the Bet Shlomo, Mivilna also, Paskins like that. Many Geone Ashkenaz for many generations, they did like this Taz because the advantage of the Taz is that what? Now, at least according to the Taz, I gained Parasha Stuma, Aliba de Kule Alma. I got according to the Rambam and the Rosh. Yeah? Not according to the Taz, because the Taz says that the Pachot Mitesha here and Pachot Mitesha here meets Tarif to be a Yoter Mitesha. However, the only thing is that the Taz's Pshara between the Rambam and the Rosh is wonderful, but who doesn't hold of it? Maran. Well, Maran holds like the Rambam, and Maran, in the Bet Yosef in Siman Resh Peh, when he questions the Rosh, he says, Meforash, he says, I don't understand what you're talking about. If you leave, this is what he was saying to the Rosh, if you leave less than Tesha Otiyot, it's not considered a parasha bichlal. Which means, what does Maran hold about these tzirufim? He says, I don't look at a tziruf of the two things. I look at it as, if there's less than 9, now, which means, if there's less than 9 at the end, says the Rambam, I don't care about that, because anyways, I don't need it, I paskin like the Rambam. What do I care about, though?
In the beginning,
if I don't have a tesha otiyot indentation by Ve'ayayim Shamoa, that's not a parasha stuma. It's not a parasha at all. You start at the beginning of the line. And by the way, unlike the Rambam holds that if you made the fourth parasha, if you made Ve'ayayim Shamoa, parasha stuma, you made a parasha ptucha instead of stuma,
pasul.
You messed up the halacha Moshe Mesinai, and just like by Sefer Torah, if you messed up the parashiyot, it's pasul. You also pasul the tefillin. Maran holds meforash against this taz. He says there's no tzeruf. In order for it to be considered a parasha, any indentations, any hefseke parashiyot that you ever make, have to be tesha otiyot. At least tesha otiyot ktanot. But if it's not tesha otiyot bichlal, according to Maran, it's no good. Now, by the way, many poskim also bring this down. Not only that, Ma'amar Mordechai, and he brings Ma'amar Mordechai quotes many gdolei olam that held like that. The Marib Ben Lev, Ben Doro Shel Maran, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abohav, many of the gdolei poskim of the time, they all held like that. Agaon Bizalman also writes in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Siman Lamed Bet, he breaks with Ashkenazi tradition, and he says, En alacha kedaat arosh, and he also negates this pshara that the Taz made. He says, Lo! Says you have to do Kedaat Rambam. That's what he says Meforash in Shulchan Aruch Harav. Stop. Here's the issue. If you look in the Kuntres Acharon, Ot Yud Bet, which means at the back of Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's a Kuntres Acharon, which is like appendages that were written over there. It says that Rabbeinu Zalman, the Baal HaTanya, was Chozer Bo Besof Yamav. And he held like the Taz to do Kedat HaRov, and that's what he told the Sofrim to do. Many Poskim disagree with that. Rav Moshe and others, they say that that is lo nachon. The one who wrote that wasn't the Baal HaTanya. People added stuff later to the Sefer. It can't be, because the Baal HaTanya had children and Talmidim who were tremendous Geonim and Poskim. So he only told his Chazara to the Sofrim. He didn't tell his children. He didn't tell his Talmidim. Nobody else heard it. And therefore, Gdolei Poskim disagree with this Kuntres Acharon, and they say, Ze lo nachon. Ze sheker, lo chazar bo. Halacha kedat, what he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch over there. And therefore, Be'emet, until today, of all of the Ashkenazim today, the only Tfilin Ashkenaziot that are written, kedat, hefsek, not with the Ktav, because the Ktav, we said, is not an issue anyway, but with the hefseke parashiot, kedat Rambam, is Chabad. Therefore, la'alacha, kol ha-poskim, all the poskim svaradim, starting from Arav Kafachayim, in Kol Yaakov, which is a Sefer on Stam, Siman Lamed Bet. Maran Zichrono Lebracha, Yichave Da'at, Chilek Dalet, Siman Gimal. You look in Halacha Berura, En Yalkut Yosef, in Siman Lamed Bet. The Or Letzion, in Chilek Bet, in Chot Tfilin, they all say, because since Kim'at all Tfilin Ashkenaziot today are written with the Efseke Parashiot, according to an understanding of the Taz, and they're well within their rights to do that, Mishul Brura, Kesta Sofer, Rov Kecho, the Gra, they all paskin like the Taz, Aval Lidat Maran, Ze Pasul. We don't hold of these Tzerufim. And therefore, La'alacha ul Ma'aseh, Tfilin Ashkenaziot for a Sfaradi are Pasul. What about the other way around? Tfilin Sfaradiot for Ashkenazi. Even the Rosh and even the Rama that say, they argue about what a Parashah Stuma is, but even the Rosh say that if you made it a Stuma, Kedat Rambam, it's still kasher. So tefillin sfaradiot for Ashkenazi, ksherot lameadrin. Therefore, listen carefully. Here's the issue. And not only that, Maran Zichron Lecha writes in Yechavedat, sometimes you're missing tefillin, whatever, and you forgot your tefillin, you take tefillin from Ashkenazi and make a bracha. Ze bracha levatala. Ze tefillin psulot, lida'at Maran.
How can they just bend to us if it's not, they can just go with the Rambam Mechatchila?
They can't, no, they have their Masorah, but the Avad, the Rambam Shita works for the Rosh as well. Now, here's the issue. Rav Dahan discusses in his Mishneh Berurah, he says, the Mishneh Berurah over here in Saif Katan Kuf Nun He brings down that some poskim bring down. Many Acharonim, Magen Avraham and others, say that the order, the parashiot, the order of the parashiot of Tfilin, how it has to be Ptuchot or Stumot, only apply to Tfilin Shel Yad. What's the difference between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh? Tfilin Shel Yad is all written on one klaf, whereas Tfilin Shel Rosh is written on four different ones. And therefore, Be'emet the Magen Avraham, as paskined by the Mishnah Berurah, holds that even if you made the last parasha in Tfilin Shel Rosh, Ptucha instead of Stuma, Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah hold what? Kasher. Why? Since each one is a klaf bifne atzmo, lo shayach ptuchot and stumot, because patuach and satum only applies on what? When there's a continuum, when it's together. But if it's different klafim, what are you talking to me about ptuchot and stumot? Lechatchila, we're makpid to write it patuach and satum, the way it's supposed to be, even by Shel Rosh. But, bedi'avad, the Mishnah Berurah says kasher. So now, we have a safek sfeka, at least on the Shel Rosh Shel Ashkenazim, that it should be kasher. First of all, Shemei Alacha Kedat HaMagen Avraham and Kedat HaMishnah Berurah, that what?
Maybe
that ptuchot and stumot are not me'akev by tefillin Shel Rosh. And even if it is me'akev, Shemei Alacha Kedat HaTaz VeHaGaon and others, that what? That the Taz is right in his pshara between the Rambam and the Rosh. Therefore, that should at least allow you to make a bracha on tefillin Shel Rosh, Shel Ashkenazim. However, Kol HaPoskim Shelanu Lo Chilku. It's an interesting concept, but none of our poskim, they all say tefillin Ashkenaziot are pasul, and they're not mechalek between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So it's very hard to give such a ra'ah. There must be some interesting reason for why, but they weren't mechalek, both tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, no bracha. What's interesting is, what's the only tefillin that lechatechila Sfaradi is allowed to wear from Ashkenazim? Tefillin Shel Chabad. Why? Because over there, the Baal HaTanya kacha pasak, kedat Rambam. Yeah, the lone, I wouldn't say the lone posek Ashkenazi, among all of the others that stuck to Maran and the Rambam over there. So that's it's a pretty interesting zach. I wanted to point that out in terms of tefillin. Something comes up. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. Because if it was random, imagine Litvaks were going around putting tefillin on everybody, there'd be massive brachot levatala. But Baruch Hashem, it's Chabad, because their tefillin are kashel, kule alma. Worked out. Anyway, kitzur.